Boom. Dude, I could be a freaking beatboxer. Having a little bit of a ramen noodle soup right now. Oh boy, do I love ramen noodle soup. I already actually ate the noodles, and now I'm just... Then I transferred the soup water into a coffee cup. Gonna be sipping on that all show long, YFTers. Sorry for being awesome. Everyone doing good? Great. I'm a little sore. I did back and chest yesterday. No big deal. Now I'm sore because I've never actually worked out my upper body in my entire life. And why do people do that? What's the point? You know, seems dumb. Let's call the brand. Time to call her up now. It is time. Shut your mouth. Hello.
The lighting is crazy this time of day.
Oh, yeah.
I had to like shut all the shutters.
Well, give me a check real quick.
A check one, two. My mom said my mic is quiet.
It is.
Do you feel that? Well, I don't know what to do about that. It's just, you know, it is what it is, I think.
We should get you a good mic.
Like a what?
I don't know. Like a Rode.
Those sound expensive.
Mm-hmm. But it's a write-off.
Write-offs are a freaking joke.
They are, but...
Don't you think? I think they're BS.
Yeah, I don't know. I said my business manager, I'm like, hey, this is a write-off. And they're like, okay.
It doesn't really matter. I think this is going to make me sound stupid probably, but you know, honestly, it has more to do with our failed public school system not educating us on the things that actually help us in life than it does me being stupid probably, because I was a straight A student, AP course taking, honor roll, you know, all the things. Mm-hmm. But... I guess I took economics in senior year, but they didn't talk about taxes, you know?
No.
And I think they should. But for some reason, when I was much younger, I always thought a tax write-off meant that basically, like, let's say, you know, you spend $96 on a microphone, another more than that, but let's just say. To me, I assumed like, all right, if I owe the government $5,000, that $96 gets subtracted from what I owe the government and it's a write-off. Like, that's kind of what I thought.
Is that not what it is? No. How much do you get off of it?
Tax write-offs get subtracted from your income total. So all it really does is, and unless you have enough write-offs to get you down to the tax bracket below you, they're kind of pointless.
Got it.
Because you get taxed based on your tax bracket. So unless I have so many write-offs, it can bump me down to the lower tax bracket, I'm still paying the same percentage of taxes. It's a complete joke.
Well, I don't know I'm not sure if any of that was true or all of it.
I think it is. We need to get a tax expert on here and tell me. That's, but I'm pretty sure it is, because, you know, people love to be like, take you out to an expensive dinner and they pay and they're like, tax write off. It's like, it's a free dinner. I would have spent this money anyway. That's not how it works.
I think it is kind of how it works, but I don't know.
It's not. It's totally different. You can't, it's not dime for dime. Like, you're not getting dime for dime. You're writing off like what's free money. It's not like that.
Yeah.
But why do I know?
What do you know?
I don't know.
I don't know what you know. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah. What's going on? I feel like you've been hard to nail down today. And
really?
I feel like you've been busy. Yeah.
Well, last night I texted you because I was trying to watch Paradise and you were at a basketball game. So you said,
yes.
But you didn't say that for a whole hour. And well, by the time you texted me, I was falling asleep.
Yeah. I realized that was on me. I went to go see your Denver Nuggets.
They play LA?
They play the Clip Show.
Oh, the Clippers. Why does LA get two teams? It seems unfair.
I have no idea. And to be honest, they don't need two.
I don't really understand that.
Yeah. They don't need two teams.
No.
And like, not a lot of people
we
like,
could use a team.
Nashville?
Yeah.
I agree.
I'd love to go to a basketball.
But Nashville's got a lot. They've got a football team, they've got a hockey team, now they've got a soccer team.
Hockey team, soccer team. I've never been to a soccer game.
I want
to
go. I heard it's fun.
I don't care about soccer. Really?
Yeah. Well, I don't care about basketball. I still went.
Oh, I do. I love basketball. Are the Nugs still good this year?
They're supposed to be number one, but I don't know. If I don't care about a sport, I don't know about it at all. Case in point, basketball. I don't know anything. I mean,
what do you know about soccer?
I knew a lot about soccer because I used to play soccer and I like soccer. Like
what? What's the name of the Nashville soccer team? You don't even know?
I don't know. That's very, what is it?
What I don't know either.
The Nashville Football Club.
I don't know.
Let's look it up.
How come LA gets a cool name like Galaxy?
Nashville SC. So it's Nashville Soccer Club. What did I say? Football Club? Yeah. I mean, that's pretty close. Yeah, but like, I don't like baseball. So like, I don't care. No. Like, we go to baseball games. I'm like, I don't care.
Same.
So anyways, yeah, I went to a basketball game last night. I saw James Harden. He plays
Where'd
there.
Where'd you sit? That's the important question.
In a box. In the ABC box with all the executives.
Got it.
You know, I'm sitting there being like, this is
That's
great.
That's the least fun place to sit for basketball, just so you know.
Yeah. I mean, we have little finger foods, but I don't really love going to sporting events where you sit, okay? I get too antsy. I'm too ADD. I'm bored. I'm like, what are we doing? It's like baseball's the worst because it's so long. You're just sitting there and it's just like, oh, the wave's coming around. I guess that's the excitement for the day. Or like, oh, I have to go get a beer, I guess. But there's nothing going on. That's why I like going to golf tournaments. And hear me out. Golf tournaments are fun because you get a beer and you walk around for like 2 hours. And you just go walk around, you drink, you smoke a cigar maybe. You go into like the little like VIP tents or like just regular tents. And like they have like a whiskey tasting. And you're like, oh, this is great. I'm not fucking like sitting there being like rah-rah team. I love college football, but I don't like actually going to the football games. I like going to the tailgate. I like hanging out in the Grove at Ole Miss, playing cornhole and grazing around the spreads of food. I don't want to go in the game. I got to sit there and fucking like a schlep. No, let's stay outside and walk around. I like to be moving and grooving and dipping and diving and vibing and wobbing. So I like those type of sporting events.
Interesting.
Yeah. Your favorite sport is basketball?
Yeah, it is. And I got to say, though, F1, it's up there. It's like right below basketball. I really do. I love F1. Like I don't sit down and watch the races often, but when I do, like, I love watching them. I think it's very fun.
It's just cool zoom, zoom, zoom.
Yeah. There's a lot of strategy in it, though.
Yeah, but where you're sitting, you can't see dick. It's just...
Where I'm sitting. I watch it on TV.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying if you go to it.
I like hearing the commentators.
Cool. But if you go to it...
Oh, yeah.
You're just
any sporting event's kind of like that. Where like
I agree.
Once you get... so used to watching something on TV or someone's narrating it for you. Like basketball games are so quiet.
Yeah.
I always like get there and I guess I just expect to hear people narrating it because that's how it is on TV. And I'm always like so shocked at how quiet it is. I mean, obviously people are cheering and stuff, but while they're playing, it's usually like pretty quiet.
I'll say this. Tennis does a good thing. I don't know if you've ever seen it, if you've ever watched like Wimbledon or the US Open, and you'll see like everyone has like this like kind of like one headset on, like one ear.
Oh, where they can listen?
And so they can listen into the announcers and stuff.
I like that.
I think that's a genius idea.
Same. Well, I think if I could do that at football games, it would change it for me.
I agree, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. We just fixed sport.
We did. Same thing hockey. Like, I like hockey games, but I think if somebody was in my ear, like, narrating it.
Yeah.
Announcing it, it would change it. It would make it more exciting for me.
You know what one of my favorite things is? Ramen noodles, baby. I love broth. Big broth guy over here.
I don't like the word.
I love the word broth. What about bone broth? Bone, that's such a great alliteration with it.
Gross.
I love bone broth.
My toxic trait is that when I'm hungry, I just make coffee instead and drink coffee and don't eat.
I haven't had coffee in like 3 months.
Oh, it's all I've had today, really.
Gross.
Love it.
This is like 17 shits.
No, just my regular like two, you know.
By the way, I don't know if you've been focusing before we like get into bachelor stuff. I don't know if you've been focusing on like the weirdness that is going on between there's like an ex-producer named Alana and Blake Hortzman.
Oh, no, I don't know any of this.
Oh, my God.
What is it? Tell me. Tell me the tea.
So this ex-producer for The Bachelor, she has a podcast, and she went on the podcast saying that Blake Hortzman is still on Raya, even though, you know, he's...
No.
He's dating... what's her name again? Giovanni?
Giannina. They're not only dating, she's pregnant.
I know. So she, I guess she said this on the podcast because her friend like saw him on Raya, and then Blake had to respond with like, I got a new phone, and when I downloaded the phone, when I downloaded all the apps, the Raya came back and it activated my account, and we deleted it. I didn't delete it like immediately. I can't believe I'm having to say this on my socials, but it's true. And it was like, oh, okay. And then that now everyone's going after Alana for being kind of crazy. And like the Reddit threads are going nuts. And like Alana's claiming that a bunch of like Blake's followers are like attacking her. And it is just so fucking bonkers, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I'll say about Raya. As someone that has been on Raya before, I'm pretty sure.
We get it. You're famous.
That when you... Okay, so there's options with the Raya membership. Like I haven't been on Raya... in a very long time, probably, I think all year. I think in January, I was like, I'm done with this shit. They give you options to where you can either like snooze your membership or something, like don't pay for it, I'm under the impression your profile still exists, or you can like totally wipe it and delete it entirely. But they say if you do that and you want to get back on, you have to go through the whole approval process all over again. So it's just much easier. I've done this several times where I've just like, cut the membership, but like let the profile live, I guess, because I don't want to, if I ever want back on, I don't want to go through that all again. I just don't want to pay for it. And so what happens is like, I can be off Raya for years. And when I log back in and reactivate my membership, I have all these messages from people, which means my profile has been on there. I just haven't been, right? So I think even when you're not paying for Raya anymore, people still see your profile and can still message you.
All right.
Which is kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I think if you snooze it, it's you can't be woken up if you're snoozing.
Yeah, like because it causes this exact issue. Like if I start dating somebody and don't wipe the whole thing, like I didn't wipe the whole thing, and that was in January. So like if I started dating somebody now, I wouldn't even thought about it unless we had this conversation. Like, oh, my Raya profile's still out there. I just wouldn't even, you know what I mean? I just think that probably I can see how that could have been the issue here.
Okay, so then we can side on the error of Raya for Blake.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, there's like an Us Weekly article about it. You gotta go. It's insane.
Well, Us Weekly needs to pick up this sound bit because.
Yeah.
Facts,
bitches. We think we don't know. That could not be true.
I do know. I'm telling you. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know, but I'm just telling you from my own experience.
Yeah.
I don't know if Blake's been on it or not, but I do know that you can delete it from your phone, take it off your phone, stop paying for the membership, and your profile will still be on there for people to see.
Yeah. All right. Should we start the show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Me or you?
I have no idea. I think I did it last because I was in LA.
Okay. Bros and Hoes, you're listening to Your Favorite Thing podcast with...
Wells and Brandy.
All right, guys. Bowl and Branch. Yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Boll & Branch is amazing.
Boll & Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at BollAndBranch.com.
That's Boll & Branch, BollAndBranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, we have Bachelor in Paradise, Episode 9, a shorty McShorterson.
I was thinking that too, because I was painting actually while watching the episode. That's maybe why I was MIA today. I've been painting.
Wait, can I see some of these pieces of artwork, Michelangelo?
No, like walls and doors.
Yeah.
Painting is not my strong suit. It takes me freaking forever.
Yeah.
But honestly, it was really nice to be able to like watch Bachelor Paradise while I painted the closet doors upstairs.
Yeah.
But I was thinking it was a rather sport episode. I was also thinking that I feel like last time we chatted about Bachelor in Paradise before Thanksgiving, we were talking about how you were saying very recently, like, oh, we're only at the halfway point, but now it's only one episode left and it's over.
Yeah. I think that was two episodes ago. So then I would say that would be 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 10 episodes. So I was kind of close. The reason why this one's short is because they're doing a 2-hour special for Golden Bachelor. Which, by the way, so this is going to come out afterwards, and Sarah and I are so bummed. We have to get on a plane on Thursday, so we had to get on a plane yesterday, and that means we couldn't watch Golden Bachelor finale because it's a live taping.
Ah. Are you that invested in it?
I am so invested. Dude, here's what's going to happen. So this has already happened, so you guys are already going to know. I don't know.
You're ruining it for me?
I honestly, 100% do not know what happens, okay? I swear on my life.
Okay.
I think that he's going to choose Leslie. Mm-hmm. But I want him to choose Teresa.
Huh.
Teresa, I think, will be good to him for the rest of his days. Whereas mm-hmm. Leslie, I don't know. You're going after the young thing. I just, you know, and that's how I feel. How do you feel?
Interesting. It's not that I dislike either of these women. I just liked Faith more.
Okay. Fishy's gone.
So I'm still... I don't care. I'm still torn up about it, okay? Still torn up about it.
I know. I can't believe he told them both, like, you're the one. It's like, you can't say that. You dude, what are you doing?
I don't know.
That's crazy. All right, so let's talk BIP. Yes?
BIP. Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to skip the Bachelor in Paradise recap, skip forward to, like, minute 32, 33. Okay, so it opens up with Blake and Jess breaking up.
Would love to say I'm shocked, but I'm not.
Yeah. Listen, it is what it is. I feel like it's like a Band-Aid. Like, you just kind of rip it off, you know? Like, we knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. I think the Katie of it all didn't help on both sides. Because I think that seeing Katie for Blake reminded Blake how fast he got super hard feelings for somebody in such a short period of time. And that wasn't happening with Jess. Mm-hmm. I do think, though, that Jess isn't completely not to blame here, because I do feel like she just wasn't reciprocating in the way that he wanted the feelings reciprocated.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that the subcontext? Is, hey, it doesn't seem like you're into me, so I'm not sure if I want to be into this.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, then once he makes that decision to leave, she gets so emotional and says, like, I think she says at some point, you know, like, I want to tell him, you know, to stay. And, like, I do feel that way and, like, whatever. But I think deep down she knows that she doesn't.
Yeah.
You know? And she also said something of, like, it's really hard for me to end something once I'm in it.
Yeah.
And I think it's that feeling of, like, it's hard to end a relationship and kind of feel like you failed, you know? And she does say, like, Blake was so intentional. Blake was so in. He was 100% in. And then I wasn't, and, like, whatever. And I think she kind of knows, like, it's on her a little bit that it didn't work. But at the end of the day, if the feelings aren't there, they're not there. And you can put all the time and work you want, and you can't make feelings just happen. So I think it was the right decision to end the relationship.
Yeah, I wonder if a little bit of it was... this is the first time she's actually dated, like, a man, like a grown up.
Yeah.
I mean, she is so young. So you got to be thinking that she's probably dating probably in that pool. And you are dating a lot of, like, kind of like fuck boys that don't have their shit together or whatnot. And I don't know who she has been dating, but that's got to be a little bit of a shell shock thing for someone who's relatively young to be like, oh, this guy's got, like, a mortgage. And, like, you know, like, you know, like, I wonder if it's like, I'm not sure if I'm ready for that. Like, I'm not sure if I'm ready for something this adult. I don't know. Here's the weird thing, though, and I don't know if you picked up on this or not, but Blake decides to leave, which I think is good. Mm-hmm. And then Kylie runs after him and, like, stops him and, like, pulls him out of the car and is like, I don't want you to go. And was that weird to you?
It was a little weird for me, yeah.
Yeah.
And especially because... on screen, we haven't seen them interact much. Like, you maybe know if they're close friends because you were there, but as a viewer, I haven't really seen much of them even talking to each other as friends.
I was very confused by that whole thing. Like, it was like the last episode that Kylie and Avon were talking about baby names, and then all of a sudden Blake leaves and she just runs after him, and it's like, hold on, did you want him to stay for you? Like, that's kind of what I felt when I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was weird.
It was very, very odd.
And no one said anything about it when she got back.
Yeah, if I was Avon, I'd been like,
right?
What the fuck was that? What? Are we not having a baby named Heaven and Navy?
Gosh. Navy's cute.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was just bonkers.
Yeah, it was. Very out of left field.
Yeah. So then Mercedes takes Tyler for a chat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tyler effectively says there's no spark, and that makes Mercedes kind of unravel, and she's like, what are you doing? You're wasting my time.
True.
I kind of can see both sides of this one, if I'm being honest. I do think that Tyler's probably protecting his heart a little bit after what happened last year with Brittany. Like, he went full all in and, like, kind of got burned, and I'm sure he's just like, I'm not sure if I'm ready to go, like, harden the pain on this. And I also understand what Mercedes is saying is like, you've wasted a lot of my time. And you find out how much time he had wasted of her when Jordan pulls her. I tell people a lot at the bar, I'm like, you just don't want to have regrets here. Like, if you want to have a conversation with someone, go fucking tell them. Like, go talk to them. Tell them how you feel. Like, it might drop a bomb and it might get you in trouble, but no one can really be angry at you for being honest. And you can tell. So, like, they obviously were vibing each other from afar, but not really doing anything. And now it's, like, the opportunity. And it's like, well, fuck, dude. You were wasting my time.
Here's the thing about Tyler that makes me err more on Mercedes' side of this is the makeout with Jess.
Yeah, which was never brought up for some reason.
I know. So, it just, that seemed a little skeezy to me. And that's the only reason why I'm like, is she right about him not being there for the right reasons? I don't know.
Yeah. So then anyway, Tyler decides to leave because he's like, I've got nothing here. And it's a fucking bloodbath, man. It is a mass exodus.
Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, but I did see this coming. When you asked me a couple weeks ago who I thought was going to make it to the end, I was like, I'm not very hopeful for very many of these couples.
Yeah. Olivia and Mike are cute. They're playing basketball.
Love it. So cute.
Yeah, like that's a weird, like, cute thing, even though she didn't know his name the day before. That.
You know, names don't matter.
Yeah.
Really?
So then Rachel and Jordan seem good, kind of, and Tanner seems fucked.
I don't buy it.
But then Jordan pulls Mercedes, and it's like, whoa, but hold on. I thought, like, Rachel and you were good, Jordan. Like, what are we doing here? But it was like, oh, I finally have an opportunity to talk to the girl that I've been wanting to talk to, but I couldn't because bro code and Tyler's my buddy or whatever. And then I just feel bad for Rachel. It's been a season of me feeling bad for Rachel, and I don't want that.
I know. I think the one I was the most hopeful for with her was Brayden, and he fucked it up.
He did. And he at least, so when he does leave the show, he at least says it. Like, he's...
I know.
At least mature enough to realize that he screwed up. I don't know. So once Blake leaves, like, Jess is just like free reign. So then Brayden pulls Jess and is like, anything? No? Okay. And then Taylor, of whom we don't really see very much of, this poor fucking schmuck, dude. I feel so bad for this guy.
Oh my gosh.
I had to, you know, write like a recap E! News or whatnot. And I was like, this poor guy, can we please, like, get the Queer Eye guys, do a whole glow up, and let him be the Bachelor? I think we owe that to him. This poor fucking kid.
I don't know if we need to go that far. I don't know.
I know, but we'll get to that whole, like, the most awkward thing that happens all season later, but, like, I just feel for him. So he finally pulls Jess. He's got an opportunity. Look, this chick's now free because, well, Blake left. And then fucking Tanner, who's been around Jess this entire season, is like,
Jess has always had an interest in Tanner.
I know.
But if I were Jess, I would be upset that it's taken him this long to give me the time of day. And
yeah.
I'd be like, thank you, next.
Yeah, I think that's fair. But love is a two-way street.
That's true. But she, in the very, 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 very beginning, when Tanner walked down the steps, I think she said to him, like, you are on my list, or I hate that freaking phrase of the list, but I think she said that to him and, like, definitely made her interest known, and he picked Kat.
He was on everyone's list, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. So Tanner is all in on Jess now. I don't even remember, who was he with before this?
Well, he had the hot second situation with Rachel.
Oh, he was with Rachel.
And then, wait, first it was Kat, then it was Davia, then it was, he's been around the fridge.
He has been making the rounds.
Who did he pick over Davia that was such a curveball?
Olivia? Did he save Olivia? No, Brayden saved Olivia. I have no clue.
Anyway, he's been around the friggin' block. That's all I know.
Should have stuck with Davia. I mean, she's got two different colored eyes, you know?
I know. He's obsessed with that.
It's like the only thing you can see. Your eyes are different colors. So then we get to the rose ceremony and whatever. It kind of goes the way that we think it's going to go. Poor fucking Taylor thinks that Jess says
but like,
Taylor,
why
not
think
Tanner.
That? It was clearly Tanner.
I know. And like, it couldn't have happened. So, I mean, fucking amazing that it happened.
Not for Jess. Poor Jess.
I know. And Jess is such an awkward turtle always. And that happens. She's like, And it would have been so funny.
I mean, I don't know what I would have done. I would have panicked.
Like, there's a world in which Jess would have been like, here, just take the rose. I don't know what to do. Fuck that. I felt so bad for that guy. He didn't even get like an exit interview, I don't think. Like,
oh no.
He gets to the beach. The guy that he goes with gets the date card, not him. His intro package is him opening up a date card and sand coming out. He finally has a conversation with a girl and Tanner fucking swoops in after like 3 minutes. He's like, we just sat down. Like, we're in the middle of it. And he's like, nope, sorry, bucko. And then this happens at the rose ceremony. A calamity of errors. Oh, makes me feel so bad. And then finally, Rachel does what she probably should have done a while ago. And that is realize, well, here's a weird thing. They have Mercedes go first. So Mercedes gives the rose to Jordan. And then it's like, well, who do I give this rose to?
If Rachel had gone first, do you think Jordan would have said no to her rose?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, like the part of me that loves like the drama of reality TV kind of wishes that happened just to like know
I know.
But I'm glad that she got to go out on her own terms. I wish that she had done it sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the thing that I hate the most about this season was it was the second time we've had a lead come on. That's really exposing yourself and putting yourself out there. And you never know if it's going to work. Like, it didn't work for Becca, but then it did. And it really didn't work for Rachel. And I've been saying this entire season. I just hated it that it was also the season where every fucking other bachelorette came in for a cameo and then left.
I know.
I would have been like, that's the thing, like, going forward, if we keep doing the show, you know, it would be like, if I'm a lead, I'm going to be like, okay, the one thing in my contract, no other fucking leads come in, no matter what. I'm the old lead. All right.
Yeah, I agree. Would they ever agree to that? I don't know.
You would never know that to even to think that. But after seeing this season, I'd be like, okay, I would really want to worry about that. That would annoy the fuck out of me. Unless they're like married and it's like whatever, you know, like a Jared and Ashley thing where they're like, they're just here to like do a date or whatever. Anyways, but she finally leaves. I feel so bad for her. I want to give her a big old hug. I think like they've just done her so dirty this season.
Yeah, I agree.
And then Brayden and Taylor leave. Brayden has like a pretty good exit interview where he's like, it's one of those things where like, it's almost like we're seeing this man grow up in front of our eyes, you know?
Yeah. How old is he?
28? If that.
I feel like he should be past this, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, everyone, you know, evolves at their own speed.
Mm-hmm.
One episode left. Who's getting engaged?
I feel like it has to be Aaron and Eliza.
Yeah.
John Henry, their little teaser for next week.
Yeah.
His line of like, my heart says yes, and my mind says no. Yeah, I'm like, don't do it.
Yeah.
Do not do it.
Well, who knows, you know?
Oh. Leave with the girl, date in the real world, don't do anything crazy.
Mm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you're saying there's a chance.
A chance for what?
That he might be the one of the people that ends up getting engaged.
Well, I really freaking hope not.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to do it.
Yeah. And the next episode is going to be good. We have a rave that I host. That's fun.
Oh, cute.
There is a wedding where I'm the ring bearer.
The ring bearer?
Yeah, I'm the ring bearer.
It's an interesting job for you.
Yeah, I don't. Very true. I was also the maid of honor. I had to fix the train. I don't know if that'll be on TV, but I had to do that. So anyways, that's fun. It was the hottest day.
They're going to pack quite a bit into an episode, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're really going to speed through the end here.
Okay.
And we're not doing an after show.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, do they normally?
Yeah, I've done one every single season I've been a part of the show.
Oh, huh.
Interesting, huh?
Very.
But I guess, you know, they are doing an after show for Golden Bachelor, so, you know. Anyways, I'm still so confused by Kylie stopping Blake. Like,
It's very strange.
Where did this come from? What is happening here?
Don't know.
What the fuck is happening here?
Huh?
You just wanted to use that.
I did. I got it in there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, real quick. One of my favorite things.
Okay.
We had an amazing Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving party, mm-hmm. right? Everyone got trashed. So I wanted to show everyone my new studio and office. I'm like very proud of it, you know?
Yep.
So I bring the guys up. I'm like, check it out. And so I kind of turn everything on and, you know, I've got the mic set up and headphones set up. And all of a sudden, drunkenly, we start doing a podcast.
No.
And I recorded it. I haven't listened to it yet. But
how many of you?
It was like four. It was like four guys, and then we had the most fun. Like I was so drunk, and I was like, "What do you think the perfect song is?" And then I'd play it, you know, and then I'd like do stuff from the board and stuff, and they'd be like, "What are we doing?
Is this like a what podcast is this that you did?"
It doesn't even like it doesn't exist. I'm just telling you, like it was just like fun. So then we went downstairs, and everyone was like, "That was so much fun. Everyone loved it, you know." And then the girls found out about it, and they were like, "What? We want to do a podcast." And then the girls came up all shitty. And then I was just mixing a fucking podcast for all the girls. So I have these two amazing podcasts. I don't know if anything's ever going to happen with them. I might go listen to them at some point and like slowly release like my favorite parts of that podcast that I recorded drunkenly on Thanksgiving with on this show and like let the YFT ears, you know, hear like my beautiful wife being like, "My favorite musical is Mama." And so great.
That sounds great, honestly.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. Ours was more of like a Friendsgiving also.
Yeah.
I think my mother posted the terrible quality group photo that she put like a 2000s filter on from mm-hmm. Instagram. But it was a big, big group of us. A large part of it were like my friends that live in LA that just don't go home, you know, for the holidays or whatnot. And then a handful of like Miley's friends were there. And then Dom's kids were there. And a couple of my mom's friends. Like, it honestly was so fun. We woke up that morning and like Miley had ordered food, like had it like sort of not catered, but like meal prep, I guess, delivered morning of. Like nobody had to cook. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I vividly remember her asking for a head count for Thanksgiving because she was ordering food. And the food comes at 8 a.m. and I wake up to my mom in a panic thinking we don't have enough food.
Okay.
So my best friend Kirsten, God bless her, and her boyfriend or her fiance, I'm sorry, ran to the store, bought a bunch of food, came back, and we spent the morning cooking, which is like the opposite of what we thought Thanksgiving was going to be like.
Yeah. But
all fine, because you can't invite like 30 people over and not have enough food. You know, that's the war. Like, it's fine to have too much. Everybody can take home leftovers, but to not have enough food is just like terrifying. So cooked all morning and then ended up having so much fucking leftovers. Like, we were like, how did this happen? Like, we didn't even make that much food. We had so much left over. I think we would have been fine with what Miley had ordered.
Yeah.
But we panicked.
As one does. I get it.
You know? Also, I saw on TikTok, or maybe it was the news, because my mom watches that. I saw that, like, it's like all over, like everyone's talking about how like now that everyone's on Ozempic, nobody ate on Thanksgiving and everybody had so many leftovers. And I was like, is everyone on Ozempic? Is that why no one ate the meals that we made? Maybe everyone's secretly on Ozempic. I'm not though. Don't worry. I ate a shit ton.
Yeah. You don't need to be on Ozempic. You got Farm Bod.
Yeah. Farm Bod. Also, I love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite meal of the year. The mashed potatoes and gravy, I think they might be my favorite. Also close second, creamed corn. Oh, so freaking good. Apple pie with vanilla ice cream and caramel drizzled over it. So good. Bomb.
That sounded good.
Yeah. What was your favorite dish?
I smoked the turkey this year. That was quite delicious, and I like that. I made a really good gravy, too. Every year, I make my broccoli casserole, which is my my tia's recipe, and it kills. It's always everyone's favorite. I don't make mashed potatoes. I make roasted garlic cauliflower mashed potatoes, and they are fire.
I mean, I'm sure they are, but nothing compares to, like, mashed potatoes.
I agree. Mashed potatoes are really, really good. Did you make them? Did you use, a ricer?
I don't really make anything. When I say I helped make food, I just, I'll sit around, watch everybody else do it. Mm. I'll put something in the oven for you or grab something from the fridge for you. But I really can't be trusted to make anything.
Yeah. The thing that I did this year that is my new favorite thing are freezer door drinks. Have you heard about this?
No, what's that?
Okay. So I saw it on TikTok and I was like, this is a pretty good idea. And it really only works with very, very simple drinks like martinis, Manhattans, Old Fashions. Mm. I did it for Old Fashions, right? So you take you have your bottle of bourbon, right? Mm-hmm. And you pour out 4 ounces of that bourbon and use it to go have a shot or something. And then you put in 2 ounces of simple syrup and 1 ounce of the bitters. And then you shake it up and you put it in the freezer door. And then it gets really, really cold. So it doesn't separate.
You leave it in the mixer?
You leave it in the bottle. That you in the bourbon bottle.
Oh, in the bourbon bottle.
Yeah. So you take the bourbon bottle, you pour out 4 ounces of bourbon. So there's 4 ounces less. Then you put in 2 ounces of simple syrup, and then you in 1 ounce of bitters, and then you shake that up in the bottle and you put the bottle in the refrigerator door. And then anytime you want Old Fashioned, you don't have to go make it. You just pour it over ice and it's done.
And it's still good?
It's pretty freaking fire. It's not like a really good Old Fashioned that you see him make it and you're like, oh, that looks pretty good. But it's pretty freaking good, especially if you have Luxardo cherries and then you get a little bit of an orange rind and you put it all in there. You're like, this tastes pretty amazing.
Okay.
The only thing, though, is when you get a good Old Fashioned, you know how at first it's very, very strong? Mm-hmm. It hasn't been diluted yet from the melting of the ice. And then as you drink it, the bourbon melts the ice and it gets diluted and it becomes less bitter or less strong. And the problem with the freezer door one is it's already cold. So it's never going to dilute the ice. So you got to kind of make it a little weaker than you normally would, if that makes any sense.
Interesting. Okay.
Anyways, highly recommend freezer door
drinks. Or do you just leave it strong and get turnt?
Fuck yeah, man.
This sounds like my kind of Thanksgiving.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I was lit on Thanksgiving.
Were you? I was lit too.
Yeah. Lit.
The night ended with my buddy Dan playing the piano and then me being like, I can play the guitar. And I went and got the guitar and I was like, let me sing a song. And then I couldn't remember the words. And I was like, I'm too drunk. I can't play the song. And now I have a hangover because I'm embarrassed. Mm. Embarrassment hangover.
Those are the worst.
You have some faith things, bro. What's happening?
Did I tell you I finally started The Crown?
No, you said you were thinking about it. And I was like, I think you can start with Princess Di if you want.
Yeah, yeah. So I did. I started with season 4.
Yeah.
And I totally it's fine. I feel there's not too many missing. I can just put within one episode, I could put together what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. I really can't believe it's taken me this long to watch this show. It's right up my alley. And the acting is phenomenal. The girl that plays young Diana is so good. I love her so much. Also, Helen Bonham Carter.
Yep.
She's in this season that I started and she's obviously phenomenal. This is such a great role for her. I feel she plays so many quirky roles because she's so good at that. It's kind of fun to see her in this classic role, and she does a really good job. It's all great. I love it a lot. And I do, now that I'm in, because I'm at least halfway through season 4 already, I could see myself finishing out the series and then going back and starting at 1 and watching the first 3.
You should.
And I feel I could still do that.
Yeah, and I think you will like it. Yeah. Sarah liked it, so.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about American women that love the British royalty?
I don't know. Here's the thing is I don't really follow today's British royalty. I don't know anything really except Prince William. Is Prince William, when does he get to be king? Is his dad still alive? I don't know anything.
No, Prince Charles is the king right now.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So he's got to die and then Prince William becomes the king?
Yes.
Is that the tea?
Yeah. It's your desire to be princesses that, because guys are I don't give a fuck about this. What are we doing here? I don't.
I mean, the clothes are always fabulous, you know, so like that's great. Also, like in the season of The Crown, all of the royal women like ride horses, they play polo, they go fox hunting. They're living my freaking dream life over here. They got a stable full of nice horses. Like they have the nice riding clothes. I'm like, this is where I was meant to be.
How do we get you dating a royal?
I don't know if it's in the cards for me because like at my like for my age, I should have gone after Prince William, you know?
Well, there's got to be like a duke, you know?
I was thinking that. Yeah.
Surely there's a duke that like just...
We should do some research.
We should do some research,
but
get you...
I feel like I would have to pick one younger because at this... at I'm 36. At 36, all these freaking dukes are booed up.
Maybe your play is that you are the second marriage for this guy.
Are they allowed to get divorced?
Charles got divorced and he's king.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be very frowned upon. I don't know why, but I just feel like it would.
Yeah. I'm here for it.
But you're right. He did do that.
Yeah. You remember last week when I was like, so there's this comedian named Matt Rife, like, it's like very handsome. And you were like, he is not handsome. And you got like angry at me.
Oh yeah. There's. Oh yeah.
And then you and your mother called me and your mother was like, that is a boy and I don't like him. He is not cute. And I'm like, okay, I'm just saying that like people think he's attractive. That's
okay,
it.
But also since we've talked about him, my TikTok is full of videos and YFT are sending me videos of them talking about all the plastic surgery he's had.
Yeah. I just want to know, I want everyone to know that we record this podcast like 4 days before it actually comes out. I'm just so proud of myself. I was like, this is not good comedy. Like, he's like kind of being a fucking asshole to all his female followers. And then all my TikTok has been like, fuck this guy. Fuck this guy. He's a terrible comic. He's got fucking plastic surgery. He's not funny. And I was just like, wow, I really nailed that one. I was just saying, like, I didn't think the jokes were very funny.
I mean, listen, nothing's wrong with plastic surgery.
No.
But I still don't think he's attractive. It's fine. It's just my point of view. But yeah, a lot of the wife tears are sending me the TikToks about his plastic surgery. And
yeah, they've got a new jaw. I mean, you got veneers. You have veneers on right now.
I got a ton of fake shit.
What else
I mean,
is
not
fake?
Really, but like, I'm trying. Well, not that I have fake stuff, but like, my hair color's fake.
Yeah, okay.
My
everyone.
Teeth are fake. I Botox every 4 months. Like, I got a little under eye filler going on in my face. Like, I do some things, you know?
Yeah, not me.
I'm just like up here trying to keep up with everybody without getting too crazy.
Have you started watching the Squid Game show?
I will not. I don't want to watch that. I didn't even watch the normal Squid Game.
You didn't watch the normal Squid Game?
I tried and it was too dark. I couldn't do it.
Oh, well, okay. Anyways.
I tried. I watched like 2 episodes and I was like, this is not for me.
God, you're a wuss. Weakling. Mm. You would not survive the Squid Games. Well, anyways, they've made Squid Games a real thing and it's on Netflix and Sarah and I started watching it. And so instead of like them actually shooting you and killing you, they put an exploding paintball like in your shirt or whatever. Mm-hmm. And if you get shot, like it happens and then it's all these like, you know, they're just regular people, but they have to pretend that they die, which is like the funniest thing in the world. It's like, boom. And then they're like, ah. Because everyone's like, well, I had to pretend like I'm dying now. Do you ever, you don't play with kids, but like you've seen people play with kids and sometimes you're playing like cops and robbers or something and this kid shoots you and you're like, oh, you got me. And then you like pretend to die. It's like that. Like. But, it's like that, but it's not cute because you're not playing with kids. But there is a mother-son duo in this show that is just so wholesome and wonderful. And I love the mom. She the mom is like this old lady with like a replaced knee. And she's like, there's all these dudes who are like fucking jacked and like doing push-ups like the entire time. And she's like, she calls them the bros. And there's like the she's telling her son, she's like, fuck them, the bros, fuck the bros. So there comes a time where it's like, if you win something, you can secretly have someone like killed.
Is this more of a comedy?
It's a reality show. Like, if you make it to the end, you win $5 million or something like that.
Interesting.
Like, in the original one, literally die, and only one person. Yeah. And so in this one, you fake die, and then you're off the show or whatnot.
So you like it?
It's good. There's a bunch of characters that we like a lot. It's very fun.
Okay.
I give it a ding dong.
Oh, wow. Okay.
A YFTer sent me this, and I feel like we must play it. And when I say a YFTer sent me this, I mean like 45 YFTer sent me this. And this is about the Mormons.
Nice.
I'm sorry. This whole show has just turned into us talking, like just being completely enthralled by Mormons. Like, I don't even know if you've seen like the videos. There's a guy that goes around BYU and he'll just like interview people. And he's like, what would you rather have? $5 million or 5 minutes with Joseph Smith? And everyone's like, 5 minutes with Joseph Smith. What? What? And then, so that's the other thing. They'd be like, have you ever seen a rated R movie? And most of them are like, no, but they have a thing called Angel Vid. Where they put,
I've heard of this.
What the fuck? It's like rated R movies that they've cut to make it so it's not rated R, I guess. Mm-hmm. So they watch movies that way. And then one of the questions always is like, what's your party drink? And they're always like, high C. It's like lemonade. It's like, ugh.
Capri Sun.
Yeah. Probably not even that. You know they're not allowed to have coffee?
Too much sugar.
You know they're not allowed to have
coffee? Oh, I wouldn't last 1 second. That's my whole diet.
You can't be a Mormon. Anyways, no. There's a new wrinkle in the wonderful world of the Mormons.
Gazing parties? I'm going to be honest. I am not familiar with this one. I got to do some research. Be right back. All right. Apparently, a gazing party is where members of the opposite sex are at a party and they line up in the room facing each other, fully clothed. Then the lights are turned off for a short amount of time to allow everybody to get fully nude. Then they flip the lights on for a few seconds so that you can gaze at the other naked bodies in the room. And then lights are turned back off, everyone gets dressed, and that's it. It did say this might be a folklore, it might be fairy tale, and it is 100% not condoned by the church. It is just what the youth are doing, just like everything else I've explained. Guys, oh my God.
Wouldn't shock me.
I want to go pretend to be Mormon for like...
No, you don't.
I do. I want to go to some of this shit.
You would strip down naked and let people stare at you.
Yeah, I think I would. I want to experience this, but I want to be like undercover drinking the entire time. Like.
Oh, but how could you keep a straight face?
I don't know. Like if I went to a soaking party, I'd be like, let me jump on the bed. I'm going to double bounce you. I want that so... And then I want to go to a gazing party and just be in the corner and being like, man, some fucking weird looking dicks in this room.
Oh my God. You get kicked out so fast.
That'd be so fun though. Be like, damn, can we get some manscapes in here? What's going on here? Anyways, the Mormons are just... They're the gift that keeps on giving.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah. God bless the Mormons.
Mm. They keep this podcast alive.
They do.
They do.
We need to have a Mormon on.
I would love that.
That's
nothing more.
It's official. Okay.
But we need like a practicing Mormon. Like not someone that got out or grew up in that and then like whatever. I want like someone that practices it.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm sure I want someone who, and is like strict.
Strict Mormon.
And
they're never going to come on this pod.
Well, if anyone knows someone that wants to do this, please DM us. I would love nothing more than to talk to you about your religion. I would love for you to try to convert me. I feel like no one tries to get me in their cult or religion. You know, like they're just like, fuck.
You want them to?
I want someone to try, you know?
Okay.
Put in the old college try with me. And then I want to...
Why don't you go down to the Scientology building in LA?
No, that's...
What?
That one scares me.
They'll try to convert you.
Yeah. But they're going to take my money, and I don't have a lot of that. So, no. I want them to come on. I want to ask them all the questions that I want to know, like everything. I want them to try to convert me, And then I want to tell them stories of what I did in college and be like, you have to listen to this. You can't angel vid this or whatever it's called. You have to listen to what I did. And then I want to hear, like, they're going to be like, you're going to go to hell. And I'm like, yeah, tell me, like, exactly what's going to happen to my soul. I need to know.
Yeah.
Just in case you guys are right. You might be right. I don't know.
They might be.
No, they're not. Come on. Come on. Come on. Maybe they are. I don't know.
Come on. Who knows? Not I.
All religions are pretty crazy. I mean, like, so there's Adam and Eve.
Here we go.
Right? Just, there's Adam and Eve, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
And then they have Cain and Abel. Let's look it up.
I don't know.
Let's look it up. This is going to be interesting. So you have Adam and Eve, right? They start. And then they have Cain, Abel, and Seth. Did you know that there was a guy named Seth?
Didn't.
I didn't know that either.
Fascinating.
Okay. And so then Cain kills Abel. So then there's just Cain and Seth, right?
Okay.
And then Cain has Enoch and Seth has Enos. So were they fucking each other? Like, is it inbred? Are we all inbred? Do we start? Do you see what I'm saying? It had to have worked that way. There wasn't like another family. There's only one family. Wait, better question. Who did Cain and Seth fuck? Did Cain and Seth fuck Eve? Was Cain the first motherfucker? You're telling me the basis of all of us starts with...
I don't know.
With cousin fucking?
It had to start somewhere.
It had to be cousin fucking. Right?
It had to start somewhere, right?
Legitimate question to everyone.
Unless aliens were here, maybe.
But that's not on the family tree that I just looked at.
Well, you know, people love to leave things out in stories, you know?
Yeah. I just don't understand. I just don't understand. You had Cain, Abel, and Seth, and then Seth had Enos, then Kiernan, then Machiavellian, then Jared, then Enoch, and Methuselah, and then I can't read all these. And then Noah. Are they all having sex with one another? I just need to know who is having sex with who. All right.
I'm sure you could look that up.
We just need to have someone that knows what they're talking about come on and be like, this is
what
happened.
You're right, we do.
Okay, don't worry about it. Because it's so funny, like, you know, the main thing that, like, really religious people, they're like, we didn't come from monkeys. Like, we're not the evolution. No, that didn't happen. But that's less fucking weird than being like, we had some cousin fucking. That's how it all started, you know? I don't know what's worse.
Yeah,
I kind of like the monkey thing. That's not as gross.
Oh, no.
Is this really bad? Is this very sacrilege?
Everyone that was listening
is
not listening anymore.
I'm not being disrespectful. I'm genuinely asking these questions.
Well, let's get someone that can give you some answers.
Okay, fine. I feel like you're uncomfortable with this because you came from a more religious family than I did.
Yeah, but I don't know anything.
Yeah. Yeah, but you got a cross tattooed on like your hand or something.
Yeah, I do.
See? Yeah, on your finger.
But I didn't even know there was a Seth. You know, so
you have all Cain, Abel, Enoch, Gary. What? Seth?
I didn't know.
I didn't know Seth was biblical.
I didn't know that my mother would be very upset with you about this.
Really? Situation. Can we? Oh my God! Let me come on. Sorry, we're stoned. And
she will. Do you want your relationship with Tish to end? Because she will be so upset.
Listen.
You are perfection in her eyes, Wells. Do you really want to risk ruining that?
No, I don't. You're right.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, we can't have that. We cannot have that.
I mean, you are coming on Sorry We're Stoned actually soon, right?
Yeah. And I'm bringing my buddy Seth.
You could think about it, and if you still want to do it, then prime opportunity.
All right. Last thing, I'm really, really excited. I haven't started it yet because I'm still working on finishing the book Executed or Extinct. But up next, Iron Flame. Remember I was reading that book about people that rode dragons? They went to like a dragon school, and then I thought it was a YA thing. Then it turned into like really like hard fucking and very, very descriptive. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Iron Flame is now out, and apparently it is like real dirty. So
ew.
I know.
And you want to read that?
I liked it.
It's like,
oh god,
it's like
poor Sarah.
It's like Game of Thrones meets okay. Harry Potter meets 50 Shades of Grey.
Interesting.
So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Isn't Harry Potter about kids?
These are kids that go to high school. That's why I thought it was a YA novel. And then all of a sudden,
not okay.
And then all of a sudden, it was like, whoa, this is really graphic, guys. It was a different time, you know? Different time. It was when the dragons ruled the world. So it's fine.
Right, right.
Yeah. I should have done that whole, like, question thing with this. The whole religious thing with this, you know?
Missed opportunity.
So you got Cain. So you got Adam and Eve. And you got Cain. And you got Abel. And then a guy named Seth. And then... who's fucking who? Gotta know. Who's fucking who?
I don't know.
Should we go out on this?
Can I plug my upcoming gigs?
Yes, but you have to do it with this
without music.
Okay. What do you got coming up?
If you want to get Litty Kitty in New York City,
ooh.
I'll be in New York Saturday night. So nice. the tomorrow night, I guess, once this podcast comes out. It's my last New York show of the year. Yeah, so it's a little bittersweet, you know, but hopefully I get to go back and play next year. So we'll see. And then next week, I'm randomly going to play in Indianapolis on Thursday night. I've had a couple people be like, why Thursday night? And they're super bummed because they're like, we have to work the next day. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. It's for... some car racing convention, and they're throwing a party that night at this club called Envy, and they hired me to play. So I'm playing on a Thursday night. So if you want to call in sick to work the next day and come rage, let's do that. And then, and I'll probably never come back to Indianapolis, right? Like,
why?
Is there a club scene there? I don't know. I just don't know. It's just not like a hot spot city on my radar, you know? So I just might be your one and only chance to come rage. That's all I'm saying. And then I'll be in Vegas on the 9th. So next Saturday night, and I'm opening for Dylan Francis, which I'm really excited about.
Cool.
He cracks me up on TikTok, and I want to be besties with him and his assistant because they're so funny. And then I just got final details about New Year's Eve. It's going to be in Nashville, which is exciting because I don't have to leave and I can sleep in my own bed. And I'll have details on that soon.
Very cool. I got nothing going
on. I'm busy. Booked and busy.
That's good. Good. Can I have some money? Can you give me some money, please?
No.
Money, please. No.
Your wife can give you some money.
That's true. I did see Maneskin's got a new song out, so I thought maybe we'd go out on that.
Do you like them?
I do. You don't like them?
Oh, interesting. Not really.
What?
I'm shocked that you do.
That one song was so good.
It's fine, yeah.
Well, anyways.
I'm surprised by this.
Why?
This is not your kind of music.
Really. I love all music. Gregorian chant.
Okay.
Italian rock stars. I think they're Italian. All right, YFTers, we love you. By the way, I am sorry if I offended anyone religious. I was just asking a question.
All the religious people you offended have already stopped listening to this podcast.
You think so?
Ages ago, I'm pretty sure.
I have
probably,
a feeling.
So it's probably fine.
They're also probably thinking that in their mind too. They're like, yeah, what's going on with that? Seth? Like Seth Meyers?
Yeah. Seth Rogen? All this love, I'm so choked up. I can't feel
you in my blood. This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.